Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me and celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. John Harrison joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. He tries hard, but alas, it's difficult. John, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
It is aspirefa.com.
All right, so A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A. .com. Check that out. His books are awesome. The Making Mammon Serve You. We helped him launch that one. Also, the new novel, Fighting Back, by John F. Harrison. He's a certified financial planner, folks, an ordained minister. And as I've told you many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Hey, John, help us with get our portfolios ready for the new year. What should we be doing to make sure that we take advantage of the opportunity, but we don't get hurt?
I think there's a two-pronged attack people are going to have to take going into this new year. The first thing I tell people, even before we talk about the portfolio, is to go aggressively after their debt. President-elect Biden, if that's in fact what he turns out to be, has already talked about a dark winter and that the worst of coronavirus is still in front of us. I would anticipate national support for more lockdown kind of things. And so I think heading into that, the more we can do not to be saddled with debt at the same time that the government is coming after our ability to earn a paycheck would be good financial planning. Beyond that, when there is money to invest, there's a couple of things that will probably change going forward. I think that the new regime, because it will be more highly regulatory, it will be adding red tape rather than cut it, will be better for large firms than for small ones. In other words, big companies such as make up the S&P 500, they have the staff and the lawyers on retention. They can get through and around all the red tape.
Right.
Small businesses
right.
are more hurt by it. So I would weight my investments more toward large firms and less toward small ones, more S&P, less Russell 2000. It'll probably be a good time for big tech because there'll be less of a government look at trying to break them up or to sue them for their various transgressions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll continue to make money hand over fist, particularly companies like Amazon and other big shippers. If we're in a lockdown situation for any great length of time, those companies, Walmart's another one, make money hand over fist because we're mail ordering everything. So I would expect that to continue.
Are you worried about the energy sector? Another lie that we didn't talk about yet is the climate change agenda of the Biden administration. It's another fraud on America. And they're going to go after the energy sector, aren't they?
They absolutely are. We've gone from a position where, for the first time in decades, we were an exporter of energy.
Right.
They hate the oil industry. They hate
anything to do with fossil fuels.
And they think that I would expect them to make life difficult for those companies and, you know, banning fracking. They changed their mind every week during the campaign as to whether or not they were going to do that. But I think that they are. And things of those, the coal industry, all of that, I think, is going to be hurt. I wouldn't be making big new bets in the energy sector.
Some of my people, John, have said, think of the Obama administration on steroids. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, the new administration will make the Obama administration seem so centrist that we'll miss it.
Yeah. And you know what's sad, unfortunately, John, is that's not where most of Americans are.
No. One of the things.
Go ahead.
Oh, one of the things I think that they managed to do very well in this last cycle is by controlling what information we get, the media helps us think that we agree with them.
Right.
It helps us think that a far left position is in fact fairly centrist.
Right.
You know, Biden was positioned as the centrist candidate throughout the entire primary. So it's a rough thing.
What a lie that was. Hey, John, thank you for being here. AspireFA.com is the website. Good job, John. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.